And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
It's disgusting, but very creative.
Yes.
I mean, who would think that you go to a car wash and you're able to catch surreptitious footage of somebody's feet?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And then the question is going to be whether or not you believe it. I'm not sheep. I'm not going to believe it.
Everyone called me a sheep, and I was buying.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
A new study from Science identifies the seven states that produce the most serial killers.
I want to go somewhere like Wyoming, right?
It's my favorite word you say.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
And remember, we never cap on this show. We're all facts.
You cap something.
No, I never cap.
Yeah, so, pull
the clip.
Yeah, pull the clip. He doesn't have the clip.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Adults.
Good morning.
What up, Witchin?
Well, on the text line, somebody woke up and chose violence. I'm going to ignore it. It's between Courtney and Shine.
Yeah, I'm not going to ignore it.
They want...
Uh-oh.
You're not?
Oh, no. I have no problem talking about it. I swung and
silence.
Missed.
You were silent last night.
What do you mean silent?
What?
Who'd you have again? Silent? I had Justin Watson.
What I'm saying. He was silent last night.
Oh, he was. I thought you were saying I was.
No.
I got to tell you, every time I watched a play, I saw him on the field and yet did not get a single target. I could not have been more wrong. I should have picked Juju Smith-Schuster because that guy had 130 yards out of the blue.
Well... Is anybody going to beat the Chiefs?
I don't think so.
Annoyed by this because
I
feel like the three-peat is going to happen. And then the dynasty that was my destiny, that I grew up with, Curtis, that I lived for 20 years, is going to be at risk.
Yeah, my big takeaway from yesterday is the Patriots were trying to be like the Chiefs, but just the off-the-field Chiefs, not the actual Chiefs, unfortunately. They're going to lose. They're not going to win a three-peat. It'll be okay.
God, I don't know who's going to beat them. Mahomes is so good. And even
six
like
touchdowns, six interceptions.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
They would be saying Brady was washed.
I understand. Like, you know, he didn't have the touchdowns, but his ability to just keep plays alive and keep moving the sticks, and you know what they do with him. There was a play that they were showing last night on, because I chimed into Eli and Peyton and Bill, the 360 where he almost threw the touchdown.
Yeah.
And his ability. And what you see, and Chime talked about this yesterday with Lamar Jackson, when you have quarterbacks in New England, you have one who's, you know, holding down the end of the bench that has the ability to kind of just have off-schedule plays and make something out of nothing. It's so hard to defend teams that.
I guess Chime is, it's well-documented, loves Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Sure
I guess that they have a chance. And
yeah.
They'll be there, I'm assuming, at the end of the season. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Bills are like. a weird team.
Hit a rough patch.
So
I'd give up everything if I was Kansas City to get Davante Adams. I know it would be tough for the Raiders because they're in the same division, but then again, they are the Raiders, and they would do crazier stuff. We've seen them do crazier stuff than this, but I would give up a first-round pick if I'm the Chiefs for Davante Adams, because if I'm really trying to, you know, have this
ensure that you're going to have the three-peat.
Yeah.
I
mean, look, he's winning without a – last night they talked about it. I don't know how long it took him before he actually threw it to a wide receiver. I mean, when your best wide receiver or your – you know, is probably the worthy kid, but you're throwing it to Juju Smith, the exploding knee guy, and, you know, making him look like, where the hell was this guy when we had him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're Kansas City, you're thinking, like, if we can get Davante Adams, we'll be unstoppable.
Yeah, but they're not – the Hunt kid is not going to spend that money. And what was interesting, too, about the market that's been developing for Davante Adams, there was reporting over the weekend the Cowboys, Mr. I land my helicopter because I'm very embarrassed by what's beneath my stomach – he will not be spending for Davante Adams. They want him, they need him, but Jerry Jones doesn't want to spend the money on him. So just keep that in the back of your mind when the Cowboys are mentioned as a potential landing spot for Bill Belichick. A lot of people view the Cowboys as these wild spenders when the reality is they're not. They're a lot closer to the Patriots than they are to, say, the Rams.
Well, they also have three legit big money players on that football team that they've had. So Dak's done.
Dak's done. CD's done.
Is Micah Parsons?
Not yet. Mikey, he's next, and he's going to get a ton of money.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Curtis. That probably eliminates that as a prime spot for Bill when and if there is a landing.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes, though, Davante Adams, because you just brought up Buffalo. Like, we don't know what Buffalo is, and I think a big part of that is the fact that they lost Steph Diggs, who, you know, he's knocking him down out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, apparently he was distracted by Cardi B and some kind of an illicit affair with Cardi B while she was pregnant.
Yeah, 8 months pregnant.
That's what happens offset when you cheat on Cardi B.
Is that a kink? Is that considered a kink for some guys? Like,
yes,
hooking up with another?
Actually, no, obscure TV reference.
Shine your mic's on.
Obscure TV reference. Two and a Half Men. Alan has, like, a huge kink for pregnant women.
Yeah.
Yes. While they're pregnant with another man's child?
Well, pregnant in
Courtney,
general. Just in general.
It's big on Pornhub. Don't act like you don't know.
I do not know that one.
I swear people don't know. Yeah,
that one, I'm telling you, I understand the babysitter, the stepmom, all that. This one I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's big.
I can't think of something that is less erotic than that. But there are some.
We don't shame.
We do not shame. You are right.
So did that guy at the car wash in Arizona leave an OBGYN office somewhere in greater Arizona?
I'll tell you what, boy. Don't ever cross Cardi B, boy. She ain't the one to play with. But when you look at Buffalo.
Now, see, this is like a wild stray at 6:08 in the morning, which says it is apparently of interest to Lindsay. I'm not pregnant.
Oh, that's
so
not nice.
I just want to make that clear. I am not pregnant. I may be carrying a tiny little bit of extra winter weight around, but I mean,
winter hasn't even started.
No, it's like a squirrel.
Yeah.
I get ready for I carry the nuts around, Curtis, getting ready for the winter.
I will say you're not pregnant, but you are glowing.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Shime, are you? Was I told you have some sort of form of breaking NFL news?
Yeah, Courtney's going to hate this, but this is so. Shout out to Jay Orlando, listener of the program, DM'd me this on Instagram using the ESPN fantasy website as a source, news source.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, they give you a projected number of points that a player will get in a certain week. And so this upcoming week, Jacoby Brissett is currently listed to have projected 0 points, whereas Drake May is projected to have 14.5, therefore indicating that Drake May is going to start according to ESPN Fantasy.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Mm. Well, I mean, we're going to get to it, I assume, during They Said It. But Jacoby Brissett on this radio station yesterday afternoon sounds like he believes he will be the starter on Sunday for the New England Patriots. So,
all right. Oh, I didn't hear that.
I guess you could take something from what Gerard Mayo said yesterday on this show, and then what he said afterwards when he met with the media before he was cut off by the New England Patriots, before he could answer a question about Jabril Peppers, which was kind of odd. But
that was just a really silly coincidence that that happened at that moment.
You know what is annoying is this past week against the Dolphins was the game to start Drake May for.
Yes.
Yep. Not this week against the Texans.
No.
I like ease him in to the situation.
Right.
With what everybody thought was a winnable football game. I mean, I
against a bad football team.
And you're not going to, you're certainly not going to start him when you're heading to London next week.
But if nobody remembers this, like, I remember Mac Jones' first drop back, his rookie year, week one, he was getting sacked and threw the ball behind his back. It was this awkward moment where, like, oh my God, is this guy, you know, okay? But in the hindsight, you don't think about it. Tom Brady's first start was against Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I think at this point in time now, it's just you can't concern yourself of who your opponent is. It's just whether or not you're going to start the kid. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter who it's against at this point in time. And Courtney, it was a great question because you did kind of hold Gerard's feet to the fire a little bit. And
if anybody says ever in my presence that Courtney doesn't deliver hard balls, I'm going to come at him. Mm. That was an extraordinary question by you yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
With Gerard Mayo.
Thank you.
But he did not like moonwalk a little bit, but then he kept going into the offensive line or Jacoby Brissett getting beat up. And so it's kind of like, is he trying to leave that door open where it's like, oh, we're still concerned to put the Drake May in there to get beat up? But I'm with you when he kind of didn't really answer it or said, well, we haven't watched the film yet. Come on, man. Yeah. That's Cap. You know you've been watching this film already.
Well, we have a lot to get to on this morning show. Quick heads up. There is a lane of 495, which is closed because of a sinkhole, which opened up yesterday. And that is in the Haverhill area, Courtney.
That is in Haverhill. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the photo.
Yeah, there it is. So that is 495 south in the Haverhill area. At least one lane closed because of the giant sinkhole. This story has nothing to do with Cardi B, which we were talking about earlier. But just if you drive that way, just please be aware that could be a problem for you.
I asked for Cardi B, so.
On the show today, our lead's coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25. They set it at 7. And then the news with Courtney coming up at around 7:45 this morning. And that includes nerds in the news and what a 16-year-old accomplished over the weekend, which was, I believe, Shime's moonshot. Unfortunately, it has been stolen from you by a 16-year-old Shime, and it's going to be
son of a gun.
I'm sure it's a real problem. And then it's a tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will be with us at 9. I think Ty said last week he was coming in here, but I am not sure whether Ty will be in here or not, or will join us on the phone at 9 o'clock this morning. But
no Ty, man. It's Ty, stay hustling.
Okay. If you want to be on today, call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And a lot to get to when it comes to trending, including our beloved Boston Bruins, which get the season started tonight against a tough opponent. And they have to sit there and watch the rings be handed out and the banner go up, all of that. So here is Courtney with what is going on right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Chiefs beat the Saints in Monday Night Football 26-13. Patrick Mahomes completed 28 of 39 passes for 331 yards and an interception. On the other side, Derek Carr went out with an oblique injury. He is set to undergo an MRI today. And Rashi Rice needs his LCL repaired. He is expected to miss the remainder of the season. The Bruins kick off their season tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Puck drop at 7. And now Jeremy Swayman has signed on the dotted line but missed training camp. Fans were not expecting to see him in goal for the opener this evening. But Jim Montgomery talked to reporters yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know. He's a potential goalie tomorrow night.
That's
undecided. We're undecided.
Oh. So there, you're saying there's a chance.
Wow, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's probably been getting, you know, practicing and getting shots at him. So, I mean, is it really that hard for a goalie to come in off the
I think he was working. He had a net set up. He was taking shots down in the garage at Echelon this entire time.
He lives in Echelon now?
He does.
Yeah. Greg's secretly been helping him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, they all move over there.
If I have to go five hole, I am willing to go five hole.
Yeah.
I am. They used to call me Shime when I was playing over 40 hockey in Westboro. When it came to my shot, they used to call me Peanut Butter. Up top Peanut Butter is what they used to call me.
Wow.
In case you're wondering. Has anybody tried the Jif peanut butter chocolate spread that they are advertising all over the universe?
No, but that sounds good. Chocolate and peanut butter always...
It looks good.
Yeah, it's my favorite ice cream.
I don't know if you'd put it on a sandwich. Like, I don't know if you'd do PB&J with the chocolate peanut butter mix.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe on toast or an English muffin or something in the morning. It looks kind of like they're going after the Nutella people, it looks to me like.
Is it dark chocolate so that people can say it's healthy?
Yes,
the best was when people would be like, oh, dark chocolate helps wake up your brain. You'd be like, oh, I gotta eat dark chocolate. Yeah. Jabril Peppers was in court yesterday facing assault, strangulation, and drug charges stemming from last weekend. He pled not guilty. We'll get to more of that in today's news. And this Thanksgiving, bring your thankful 30 to the dinner table. You thankful for dropping your first 30 by Turkey Day. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Not a lot of sleep last night. Getting the modeling in for Hurricane Milton, it is a doozy.
Wow.
Curtis, you swung and missed. Like, this one seems like it's going to be historic.
I said that they said this was going to be a historic season where we ran out of names for hurricanes. And the best part about this is we've had hurricanes my entire life.
Right.
We didn't used to cover it breathlessly. And I would add, I was told when we had no hurricanes that that was a sign of climate change. Now we have a massive hurricane, and that's a sign of climate change. People that discuss the climate remind me of the little kid and Big Daddy playing cards. No matter what his hand was, he won.
Well, they say that the warmer the Gulf Coast is from climate change, that is the reason why the hurricane is growing so quickly.
Hurricanes react to warm water.
Somebody is trying to grab the weather crown.
What causes global warming, Courtney?
That's above my... Something is up in the ocean right now.
I would actually say Courtney is more decorated in discussing this than 90% of the people I see on TV.
I just spent a lot of time yesterday, going over the hurricane. I'm praying.
What was your source for that?
It was TikTok.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of meteorologists were live yesterday on TikTok over the path and going over everything where you need to evacuate.
So where's the big zone? You got
Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Yeah, my mom's condo is going to get smashed.
Oh no, Shime.
Yeah, she stayed with her aunt.
I hope she didn't take your betting advice.
No.
It is kind of alarming because they're saying it is going to be the worst hurricane to make landfall in 100 years, Curtis.
So 100 years ago, did we have climate change?
I'm not addressing the climate change.
Well, I'm just asking a question. How did we have a really bad storm 100 years ago?
No, you just said that, these people are predicting a historic hurricane season. Ha, that's ridiculous. And then here we have a historic...
You know what the word season means?
Yes, I do.
It didn't say we're going to have a historic hurricane. It said a historic hurricane season.
These are two pretty big ones back to back, though, hitting that area.
It happens every year this time.
I don't know. Tampa, the amount of people. So a couple that Santo and I are friends with who used to live in our building, they just moved to St. Pete last week.
All right.
And they were saying that it's terrifying being from the Northeast, not having any idea what's going on. And they were talking to Floridians who've lived there their entire life and say they've never experienced anything like this panic.
Tape up your windows.
Maybe that's TikTok's fault.
Remember, I think we have.
It wasn't TikTok.
No,
I was speaking to a first-hand account.
Nope. The people that are panicking are getting their news on TikTok, telling them that their world is ending. Right. But I have to say, great job getting the drop. Did you see how well they got that? Like, I feel like Katrina was such a disaster that every other elected official in the ensuing years has done a much better job than FEMA and everybody did then.
Yes.
Like, the drop is fully, like, they must have, like, 5,000 beds
for the National Guard.
The National Guard. Really cool.
They have two beds. There's two additional beds for FEMA if they show up.
Right. But anyway, I pray for the people in Florida. Right. It sucks. 49 degrees here in Boston. Afternoon high of 63.
There was a question about whether they were going to play the Bruins game tonight or not. So I'm surprised that they're going forward with.
Didn't one of the teams that's supposed to play the Saints, aren't they leaving already for the game this weekend? I thought I heard that one of the Florida teams.
Buccaneers?
It might be. It's either Tampa Bay. I felt like they said they
were. I'm sure the Bucks are getting out of town.
Yeah, they said they were leaving at like the beginning of the week. So, all right.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, before we get to Leeds, what one of your fellow weather brethren did when talking about the hurricane yesterday, which could change your mind. We'll get to that coming up next. Shime, inadvertently motivational for me. I don't think I've shared this yet, but this is the week that trainer Dan and I begin our intensive Jingle All the Way 5K training program.
Oh.
So to the streets we go, Curtis. And generally, I don't know if you know this or not, but I will begin with a walk-run program, like some would call it couch to 5K. But I am intent on beating the near record time that I had last year at the Jingle All the Way 5K, which was 39 minutes.
Somewhere. I have an idea for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yes.
We have Wiggy begin a welcome speech, and you begin the 5K, and we see which finishes first.
Well, you know, we get paid to talk on the radio.
Wiggy, you're a great talker. I would never say otherwise.
There are, as is always the case, there are haters all over the place.
Always.
And in the Twitch chat, somebody says, LOLs, it's 3 miles. Yes, I'm aware.
All right.
I'm not a runner. I hate running.
He smoked you.
I can't stand it. It is my least favorite thing to do.
Right.
However, I am H-E-L-L bent on improving my time from last year. Now, last year I went out there and ran 39 minutes, zero training whatsoever. True athlete.
Is it nonstop running or is it run, walk?
I don't know. Last year I ran almost all the way.
All right.
My guy, Bobes, who is an actual runner, like does Falmouth, has done half marathons, kindly stayed with me the entire time.
Yep.
Right. Forfeiting his potential for a record time in order to run with me and to motivate me.
How would you define run?
Well, I mean, I'm not as fast as I used to be in my 20s, but
still pretty good. Fast?
It's also 3.1 miles. So for that texter, please.
Yeah, 3.1 miles.
Put some respect. Yes,
that's pretty good.
How did you keep track of a time 20 years ago? I don't even know what you used.
I mean, back in when I was had just finished my basketball career at Neshoba, I was much faster than I am.
So you were like one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Did you get a lot of exercise running from the cops, you delinquent?
Before we get to Leeds, it appears that Frank is calling for you, Curtis, and I guess the show from Florida. It appears that Frank is one of those non-evacuating hardos that you see from time to time. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Greg, and no, you're totally wrong on that.
Oh, you're gone.
I just wanted to say, no, not yet. My family, my wife, and four young kids left for New Jersey Sunday morning.
Okay.
I rent in Cape Coral, so I have to put up shutters, but tomorrow morning I'm heading over to my family in Port St. Lucie, so I don't take any of this stuff lightly at all. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah. Well, that's
but
good to hear.
I agree with I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's good. But I'm glad. I hope you get out of there sooner than later.
See, I would say this, Frank. I would like to move down there, but yes. I'd only live in Florida if it's in a high rise on the water. Because at least if I'm 20 feet up, 20 stories up.
I don't think you're not safer.
That would be the last place.
No, no.
160 mile per hour winds.
Hurricane windows. My boy, his mom's lives down there, or his mother-in-law. They got the hurricane windows. The shutters come down. Yeah, the bottom might get flooded, but you don't have to worry about your whole crib getting demolished.
Yeah, but Wiggy, the worst part is when you lose power, you got nothing. That's the issue.
Yeah, no, so, I know that. I'm talking about the money afterwards that you got to pay for redoing your whole house. At least in the apartment, you're good
Wiggy,
to go.
I got one question for you, if you don't mind. This is what I go by since being a stupid Dolphins fan, Yankee fan, and Knicks fan. Do you agree or disagree with me? Your sports teams are like family members in court. No matter what they did, you still have to root for them. What do you think?
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I have good news for Frank, too. I just saw this from the National Hurricane Center. It is Milton has weakened from the peak of a Category 5 hurricane to Category 4, and the belief is the landfall will be made as a Category 3 storm. And if you listened yesterday, one person on the show said it will weaken prior to making landfall.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Hey, I got one more thing, Curtis.
But TikTok says we're all going to die.
Curtis, I stocked up on Boston Cream Yodels.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Ready, buddy.
Those things survive anything.
Yes. Somehow, I don't know if you remember, but breathlessly a few weeks ago, Curtis had a lead about products that cause cancer. They were not on the list.
No. Those actually might cure it. I don't know. We haven't
no evidence behind that.
But I don't know that it doesn't.
They were not on the list. Well, Curtis, the fact that it's weakening.
And it's not a joke. It's horrible. Millions of people are going to lose their homes. Hundreds of people will probably perish. It's not funny. I just don't understand that we've separated and removed religion and replaced it with people thinking that Mother Nature is somehow being operated by the way in which we drive vehicles. Look at those that scream the loudest about climate change. They have the biggest carbon footprints. Look at real estate purchased by the Obamas, by the Kerrys, right on the water where they say we're all going to be under in a couple years. Just look at the money people make off of this. It is obscene. It doesn't mean the hurricanes are going to go away.
Yeah.
Just, like, take off the freaking, you know, NPR tote bag and listen for yourself for 3 seconds.
It is a bit terrifying, so, clearly for some.
Yeah, I mean, to be in the eye of the storm.
Hurricanes have been, I mean, what was it, Andrew, years and years ago? I mean, they're awful.
I remember when we got one here and I was young.
That was Bob.
Oh, that was a long time.
That was when you and I were in our, like, teens or 20s.
And they were like, tape up the windows and X's, and I was like...
Oh, wait a minute. Was it Bob or was it Gloria?
Bob was 1991.
No. Look up Gloria.
So it might have been Bob because...
I think Gloria was... I'm thinking of 1980. I would guess it was 1985 or 86.
85.
What, was that Gloria?
That was Gloria.
Yes. Laura Branigan rejoin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hell yeah.
Cat? Oh, Cat 4.
I was preferring... I was actually leaning toward Van Morrison and them. Chime, which you probably don't know.
But. I don't know that one. I do know Laura Branigan, though.
Yeah. And everybody taped their windows up around here. It was pretty bad, actually.
I was afraid because we were like, you know, when you lived like in East Boston, we're like, oh, the city's going to flood. And where were we going to go? We had to stay in our houses. We couldn't go nowhere.
Well, the horrible thing was because of the situation with regard to content and television, we couldn't find out about it until the 6 p.m. news. Like, nobody could tell us at any other time of the day what might be happening with the hurricane that was coming.
Yeah, it was tape up the windows and bread for some reason.
Yeah, well, you got to get bread and milk and tape your windows up. That's how you survive a hurricane. All right. Do you want to get right to this? Let's do it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, you got me stumped. I don't know it.
That would be Storm Troopin' by Ted Nugent.
Oh, all right.
Ted Nugget.
Great Ted Nugent. Your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. It's the beginning of hockey season, so of course I have to go with an NHL lead. Mm. The Athletic released their projected season standings in the NHL.
Okay.
Your Boston Bruins, way down the list. Mm. In their own division, they have them finishing third, projected-wise, at 96.6 points, which doesn't really make sense to me, because last season... the Bruins finished with 109 points, and I believe, at least from my perspective, a more complete team this year, especially when it comes to actual skaters, and not necessarily your goaltenders, but skaters. And Jeremy Swayman's going to be playing on that contract. He'll be good to go. He'll play the majority of the season. I think this team's going to be good.
Brad
I think
Marchand, a year older.
Went
went through a whole bunch of surgeries off-season.
But also might be healthier at post-surgery, right? Like, so, and I think having a legitimate number one center is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Adding Zadorov on the back end is another big deal. I think this Bruins team is better than they were last year. I think they will absolutely be over 100 points. I don't expect them to be at that 96-ish area. I think they'll be over 100 points. I think they'll be better than the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't understand how you're projecting them less than that. But it is what it is, I guess. But I'm regardless, I'm excited for this season. It's going to be a bummer to watch Florida raise their banners today, but I'm excited for the Bruins season to get underway. I'm so amped that hockey is back, and I'm ready to go, man.
What is your expectation playoff-wise, round-wise?
Well, I think...
I would like to see them get through the second round.
Okay.
That would, for me, be a very successful season based on what happened last season... Season before that,
yep,
and the additions that you made to this hockey team.
I couldn't agree more, Greg. I think that's exactly right because, right, like last year, I thought the team was pretty good. They won a round and then lost in the second. This team is better. I'm telling you, this team is better than they were last year. Therefore, they should have a better result.
All right.
Winning two rounds in the playoffs seems to me to be a win. Anything after that is cake.
Okay.
All right, sure.
Game one this evening for the Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock faceoff, I believe.
Yes.
Curtis, good morning.
Drop the puck. Very brief. I found yesterday the reaction by Gerard Mayo to Courtney's question about Jabril Peppers to be not at all an effective leadership type of answer. I would have been, had I not like Gerard Mayo needs my advice, I would have said, the statement was released by the organization. We're all going to wait for more information.
Did it bother you that he said we don't have all the facts?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if there is any, if there is a physical altercation between a man and a woman, the woman might be wrong. The man is most wrong. So there is nothing that would validate what Jabril Peppers is being accused of.
What if it is, as he says it is, a verbal confrontation and she was intoxicated and fell down the stairs on her own?
But that's what I would say if that were the facts that I was told, or that, if that was the information I was given by Jabril Peppers as Gerard Mayo, I say, Gerard Mayo's smarter than I am. He knows that this people say things and... What you do is you say, as an organization, we clearly have no place for violence against women. We are going to wait to understand because everybody in this society is innocent until proven guilty. And we'll make a comment when we know what actually went on.
So I got a lot of comments about this yesterday. Uh-huh. A lot of people who I think agree with you. And they felt like Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday was taking the side, essentially, of Jabril Peppers.
Mm.
Without knowing exactly what had happened. Is that what...
Yeah, I mean, even if it's one of your good friends, and they tell you they were inebriated, and they got in an argument, but I didn't do X, like, I wouldn't tell the world that, because I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, Gerard Mayo's a dad, he's a husband,
I think he got some daughters.
Yes, mm-hmm. So I know, I'm sure that Gerard Mayo doesn't stand for any type of violence against women, but...
And I'm with you, Curtis. Like, I think that would have been a great opportunity for him to just make that blanket statement of we're an organization that doesn't stand for any right. type of violence against anybody. But it was interesting to have the lawyer of Jabril Peppers in court yesterday say that they have video evidence right. to show something completely different. I believe victims first and foremost, but I always have to keep that in mind because I've been known to jump just as soon as you hear something. And anytime I do, my dad's a defense attorney. So my dad's always like, remember Duke Lacrosse? That's always where he goes.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound, the details
are terrible.
Do not sound good for him.
No, they do not.
I agree with Curtis. Like, if you're Gerard Mayo, you represent the organization first. You know,
correct.
You're not there to be the defense attorney for the players. So I agree with Curtis.
It's just Courtney, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of like, you know, like you got to be careful because, you know, your dad brings up Duke. This happened to a close friend of mine who's no longer here no more, who passed away. But you have to be very, very careful. And if you're Mayo, I think, you know, the best thing you could do is you probably have the information, even if, you know, Jabril Peppers is saying, hey, this isn't what she's saying it is.
Well, everybody has the information. The police report was filed. They
right.
know what she's alleging, and they know what he is saying as his excuse.
Right, so. But that, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's kind of like, just because there's a police report doesn't mean what's in the police report is true. We know that, you know, whether it's victims, suspects, we know people lie, we know stuff gets fumbled
around. I am not saying that she is lying. I'm just saying whenever somebody brings up video evidence, you don't just say that and not have something
right.
to back it up.
But every defense attorney that's ever been hired says that when the facts come out,
don't say video evidence.
Yeah,
they say
don't.
When the facts
They'll say
come
anything.
Out.
But
okay.
I don't think it's video evidence of what happened if they had video evidence of what happened in the home, then he wouldn't, and it exonerated him, he would not have been arrested.
No, but once the police are called to a domestic dispute, somebody's going to jail.
No, but Wiggy,
nine times out of ten, it's the guy.
Wiggy, if the police are called and you say, wait a minute, please look at my cameras, it shows her falling down the stairs.
Doesn't right. matter.
Yeah, but if that was Saturday morning, by Monday, that would have been corrected. Especially as a person as high profile as the guy on the Patriots.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
Curtis, great lead.
Thanks.
Thank you. We will get to the rest of the leads, including mine. Weather lead today, Curtis, if you don't mind. I don't want to step on your toes.
You better not make a joke.
But I will share some audio from one of your weather brethren, which may change your mind a little bit about the forthcoming hurricane. Thank you, Shime. It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at 9 this morning and talk Patriots and other things. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It in about 10 minutes at 7. And we will definitely talk about what Jacoby Brissett said yesterday afternoon on this radio station about starting on Sunday. But we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I live to serve our listeners. And if you are a mom or dad who loves football right now and maybe has a son or daughter who doesn't, but they're a big Swiftie, I have something that can maybe connect the two right now if the Travis Taylor of it all isn't working. Last night, Colin Saunders was the recipient of Patrick Mahomes' interception. This guy right here, big boy, number 50, his brother is Cameron Saunders, the backup dancer for Taylor Swift. Now, she has many, but on the Eras Tour right now, this guy, Cameron, is the guy.
All right.
Conspiracy
theory. So Patrick Mahomes is trying to help somebody out who's the brother of somebody who's one of Taylor Swift's dancers?
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying at all.
I'm saying it.
No. Right. No.
I mean, how bad is this?
And it looks more like Juju helped him out than Patrick Mahomes did, to be fair.
Yeah, how bad is this getting? But go ahead.
So if you have been to the Eras Tour with a daughter or a son, and there is a large man who is a backup dancer that is really the star of the show besides Taylor,
right.
That is Cameron. People, when Taylor and Travis got together, thought Cameron maybe helped facilitate it with her, with his brother, get the two together in the same room. So just an interesting fact last night. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, it's got to be the same guy. So looking it up, it is. Cameron's a star, and obviously his brother Colin is as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. That's on Juju.
Yeah,
really,
Juju.
Not even on Patrick Mahomes.
I was like, ooh, yeah. Juju.
Wiggy, isn't it the best when you see a big guy get his hands on the football and all he wants to do is run?
A good athlete, too. I guess he played running back in high school. And,
There's a video of him doing like a backflip.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
And I would also add Patrick Mahomes tied for the league lead in interceptions.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy,
also, can you believe being a Twitcher and being like, terrible lead?
Oh,
horrible.
I
what's yours?
Well,
what's yours? Van Damage, 0311.
I think we
loser.
I think we should finally get to the suggestion that we pick one of these leads as the worst lead, and that person gets a do-over.
Gets a do-over. I like
at
it.
9:30.
I like
Let's do that today.
That is very good.
For once and for final.
Game
you know
on.
What? We should, Courtney, I liked it.
I did too.
But we should take a quick break. We'll get to Shime, little programming change. They said it 7:20. Okay?
Noted.
Wiggy's lead and my lead coming right up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.